Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio, on the 15th of September, halfway through the month of February already, and we are at the All-Star break in the NBA season, and today we're going to be talking Atlanta Hawks basketball, of course, and we have a very special guest that will be joining us. Let me go ahead and get into the show notes. What a difference a year makes. Last year, the Atlanta Hawks had the best record in the East. Four Hawks in the All-Star game. The starting five named players of the month in January, won the division, advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in team history, coach of the year for Coach Bud. Changes in the offseason included Junkyard Dog going to Toronto, but the rest of the starting lineup stayed intact. For a few additions and subtractions, the bench remained the same. Yet, this season is totally different. Why? We will have our very own Bob Rathbun, veteran Hawks broadcaster, to discuss what has happened thus far, trade rumors, upcoming finish of the regular season, and the future. Tune in, listen in, and call in. And we're going to go ahead and get the show started by going ahead and bringing in our special guest, Bob Rathbun. Bob, are you there?
I am, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, sir. Appreciate you calling in. And again, thank you for taking the time out your very busy schedule. We know it's the All-Star break, so everybody gets a little bit of a break, even you, right?
Well, sort of. I still do a lot of college basketball, so I've got one of those coming up on Wednesday night. But yes, it is nice to have a little bit of a break, catch up, Brad.
Awesome, awesome. Well, guess thank you again for joining me. Last time I actually had you on was the end of the regular season last year before the playoffs. And, you know, as I just mentioned, we experienced the 60 wins and everything that came with advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals. Of course, at that time when we were talking, we didn't know, you know, the Hawks would go out in a four-game sweep, of course. But since then, a lot has happened. So, Bob, you were at the Hawks game, at the Bulls. Do you think that victory meant anything going into the All-Star break?
Oh, I think any time you win a road game in this league, particularly in your conference, there's a positive feeling about it. We caught Chicago at a good time. But I think this club has its best days ahead. You know, we have underperformed. There's no question. We've lost a lot of games to teams that we, you know, really should have beaten and were in position to win those games and didn't. And now to secure home court in the first round is going to take a pretty good effort against some very good teams. Our schedule is very tough after the All-Star break. But I do think this team's best days were ahead of them.
Okay. Well, let me get into some of the questions and kind of see your viewpoint and perspective on a few things. Of course, Kyle Korver, he had an injury at the end of last year, and basically during the first half of the season, he's basically been self-rehabbing during games. But the league itself has concentrated on Kyle as far as targeting him to basically stop Kyle Korver. Of course, we don't have, you know, Damari Carroll this year. And as I mentioned, we have some changes on the bench. And one of the things, and you kind of mentioned it a little bit, is losing to certain teams that we know we should beat on paper. One thing I say is consistency. Consistency on defense, starting the game strong, even individual play to a point. Is there any one thing in particular that you can see that would be the reason for inconsistency as a whole, or do you feel it could be something else?
No, I think it's the shooting. I mean, last year we were second in the league in three-point percentage, and this year we're 19th. And that affects your points. It affects your assist total. You know, Korver's numbers are clearly down, although his month of February has been his best month of the season. But I think the overall shooting is the culprit. You know, our defensive numbers, we're still in the top 10 in defensive efficiency. You know, I think this club is in a pretty good position, but I just think that they've got to become a consistent offensive threat. And I think guys like Kent Bazemore, Korver, Teague, you know, these are guys you count on every night to play big minutes, and they've got to come through. They have splashes, you know, they have spurts. But the thing like Bazemore, when you look at his overall numbers, they're better in fewer minutes than what Damari had last year. But the thing about Baze is he'll get 23 one night and three the next. And you can't have that, you know, particularly in the playoffs. You know, you've got to be able to consistently score. I think Korver will get better as time goes on. And I think Teague will have a great second half once the trade deadline passes and he no longer has to read about his name in the newspaper every 5 minutes. I think he'll settle down and play well.
And one thing I will say is Korver, in an interview a few weeks ago, even said it to say, we have to decide if we want to be a great team or not. And so, and that kind of segue into my next question. And you kind of mentioned it, of course, the trade rumors. And of course, right now, trade rumors is like the one thing that Hawks fans don't really want to talk about, but we have to talk about it. What do you think about these trade rumors, Bob? You know, there's a ton of them, and you've been around for a long time. You know what happened with the Dominique trade, of course. Do you feel that we really are at a point where a trade is going to be made or has to be made, or do you think that this team can stand pat with what they have and move forward and have a dominant second half of the season?
I do not think there will be a major trade, and yes, I think they're fine as currently constituted. Here's the question that you've got to ask yourself if you're running an NBA team. And the question is this: are we not good enough, or are we not playing good enough? And if you're the Hawks, the second question is the latter. We're not playing good enough. For all the things that we just mentioned, we've got plenty of talent. We have two all-stars in our starting lineup. We have two other guys who were all-stars a year ago. You've got plenty of talent. It's a matter of playing consistently well. And that is a question of shots going in, shot selection. You know, there's a whole laundry list of things that you can go through. But making trades does not accomplish that. You make a major trade, you're admitting that your players aren't good enough, and I don't think that's the case. And therefore, I do not see a trade coming. You know, it is a myth. It is a myth that you can make a big trade and win a championship. We were involved in the last one to do it. When we traded Rasheed Wallace, they made that Herculean jump to win a championship. But you go back over the last, I don't know, 25, 30 years in the NBA, there's only been two or three times that a team has made a trade deadline deal that has put them over the top to win a championship. It just doesn't happen that often. And these teams that think that they're going to make this big home run trade and all of a sudden be contenders, they're kidding themselves.
That is a point, and definitely in the immediate in the midst of a season trade, we haven't seen it. And I did not actually take a look and see if the year after a big trade was made, whether or not a team actually went on to either get to a championship or win one. But definitely in the middle of the season is not the easiest thing to do. So let's say if we do stand pat then, Bob. And also, make sure everybody knows, 646-652-4479 is the number if you're listening and you want to call in. We do have one caller on hold, so stand by, caller. If we do stand pat, you know, our all-stars, the ones who've been here since the beginning, Jeff Teague and Al. With Jeff Teague, you know, of course, the saying is, as Jeff Teague goes, the Hawks go. If they do not trade Jeff, do you feel that Jeff will be the person that over the next 6-7 years or so can help the Hawks win that championship?
Well, that's too far out. You've got to concern yourself with this summer and next. You know, in next summer, the summer of 2017, is when you've got to deal with the Jeff Teague question, because both he and Schroeder will be out of time. They've got each got a year left after this one on their deals. Now, Jeff is eligible for an extension this summer. And I think that's something that will be seriously considered for Jeff. Mm-hmm. But now Dennis is working off his rookie contract, so he's a restricted free agent, but he's not going anywhere. So you've got another year. The next thing you got to deal with is Horford next summer and whether or not he returns. But that's not the concern right now. The concern right now is to get this ball club playing well and get home court in the first round. I think this team can still win 50 games. Now we got to go 19-8 to do that. And I think that having home court in the first round would be a great accomplishment. You know, last year was last year. That was a once-in-a-lifetime Halley's Comet. Everything went right.
Exactly.
You know, we caught the Cavaliers at a bad time. And then later they caught us at a good time for them, bad time for us with all the injuries. So last year was last year. And we got to concern ourselves with getting this ball club to play this year.
Well, the only reason I brought up years to come is just on the basis, again, is if we do go ahead and re-sign T, re-sign everybody. We're not going to trade anybody. We're going to re-sign everybody. You know, how does things stack up
well,
over the next, you know, few years?
Chris, I don't think that's the case either. I mean, Korver's going to be 35 in March. You know, this is a team that's going to evolve naturally. It's not something you got to blow up and start over. These guys will just naturally come and go, and replacements will come in due time. You know, we've got draft picks, we've got all our picks going forward, we've got you know, plenty of cap room, we got guys that can be moved if you want to make a trade. I mean, there's a lot of flexibility, but my point is you don't have to do anything by 3 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday. That's my point. This club is fine and good enough to get back to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I do feel that way as well. But there's this something tugging at me, Bob. I'm sorry, but there's this something there. I don't know if there may be something minor that can be tweaked. And some of it for me is just playing time with the other players on the team too.
Well, yeah. I mean, we played 50 some games. I mean, you kind of are what you are. And trading somebody. Trading somebody, you know, 10 through 15 on your roster, you know, may make you feel good for making a trade, but it's not going to affect the overall product. I mean, your top eight are what's going to carry you. You know, it's nice to run 10 deep, but in the playoffs, the rotation's shortened. You know, the core guys are the ones that are going to get you through.
Yeah. Before I ask the next question, Bob, I'm going to go ahead and bring in a caller for you. And see how they would like to talk to you. Hold on one moment. Good afternoon, caller. Go ahead and state your name and where you're calling from. Hello, caller. You're live. Okay, looks like that caller is a little bit shy, Bob. Let me actually go ahead and go into that next question. How do you feel about the there's questions in regards to Coach Bud, and Coach Bud is, of course, Coach of the Year last year, doing a great job this year with all the everything that's going on. But he also does have some of the responsibilities now of personnel. Last year at the trade deadline, of course, you kind of alluded to it just now as far as, you know, a move is not going to really make that much of a difference here or there. But this year, of course, there's a lot of trade rumors. Do you think that from last year to this year, anything is going to affect as far as Coach Bud and how he feels about going into the, you know, the rest of the season? And do you think that there's anything to the essence of it's a lot going on for Coach Bud to also, you know, coach the team and also handle personnel duties? What do you feel? How do you feel about that?
Well, if you listen to what the man says, you could answer that question. I mean, the man said last week, I am happy with what we have, and I'm very protective of this group. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else you need to know how he feels about these players. I mean, it would have to be the trade of the century for us to come up and unload all-stars. Who are we getting back? That's what nobody wants to tell you.
Yeah, exactly, and that's my concern is that if a trade goes through, it has to be equal value or above equal value for it to make a difference.
Right. So who we got, what all-stars are coming to Atlanta? That's why these rumors are so crazy, because nobody ever says who the Hawks are getting back.
Yeah.
You know, if we trade Jeff Teague, or let's say the Boston trade. This is the one that got me last week when they said, well, the Celtics want Al Horford. Well, I'm sure they do want Al Horford. But who are we getting back?
Yeah.
And nobody ever has that answer. Then Chris Mannix put out a report at the end of last week. The Boston's probably not going to trade with the Hawks for Al Horford because what the Hawks are asking for is borderline ridiculous, quote unquote.
I saw that. Yeah.
And I said, well, who are they asking for? But I've yet to see that part of the story. A lot of these things just get reported because, guys, it's agents who are doing the talking. It's not player personnel directors. It's not players themselves. These are agents mm-hmm. talking to writers. And they say stuff for a lot of reasons. They want to get their client's name in the paper. They want to tell their client, hey, I'm doing all this work, and look at all the buzz that's being generated, and you got value, and blah, blah, blah. There's a whole lot going on that it's not, you know, pure investigative journalism, because they cannot tell you what the deal is that is being proposed, if any. Every team talks trade with every other team. It's part of doing business.
I was going to say that's what
they're supposed
to do.
Whether there's anything to it is another matter.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely there has been no real substantiation on most of them. There's been a, you know, tidbit here and there, but for like the major stuff, you're exactly right. There's nothing coming back from the other end to say specific players and anything along those lines. So until something happens, of course, it's just up in the air. But it's definitely something, you know, of course, Hawks fans, you know, they're bugging out. over the last few weeks, of course, and now this week, you know, the next few days, it's going to probably get even crazier. I'm going to take a quick break, Bob. I think you can come back for another segment for me. I'm going to just take a real quick break and check on some of the callers here, and we're going to come back and finish our talk about the Atlanta Hawks, okay?
Okay.
All right, everyone, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Chris, IMT, and Worldwide Radio. IMTM Worldwide Radio back on the air. We're talking Atlanta Hawks basketball with our special guest, Bob Rathman. You can call in 646-652-4479. We've already talked about trade rumors. We've talked about the season as it stands, you know, as compared to last year. We've talked about a few players. I have a few more questions with Bob, but we're going to go ahead and try and bring in another caller. Bob, you still with us?
I am.
All right. Thank you, sir. Let's see if we can get this caller on the line. Welcome to the show, caller. Go ahead and tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, what's going on? This is John calling out of Augusta.
Hey, how you doing, John out of Augusta? Nice to hear from you. You have a question for Bob?
I do. I think one thing I would love for you guys to riff on is just the situation with our bigs. I think it's pretty evident that Coach Bud appreciates versatility, a very special skill set that Horford and Millsap offer, but it does not seem to translate on the boards. So is this a huge problem going forward, or is this something that people are blowing out of proportion?
Well, John, thank you. Here's how I feel about it. I don't know how the coaches feel about it, but here's how I feel about it. We got schooled on the glass last year, and nobody really noticed because we shot the ball so well. And I think if our shooting returns to where it should be, then it will sort of mask over our deficiencies on the glass. We are not, by design, a very good offensive rebounding team. We are last in the league, and that's because Bud does not want to attack the offensive glass. He would rather our guys get back in transition and allow no transition baskets, and we do a pretty good job of that. Therefore, it puts a lot of pressure on you to shoot well because you're not getting extra possessions on your offensive glass. The Hawks create off extra possessions by stealing the basketball. So if we can keep our steals up there and reduce our turnovers, we'll get some extra possessions. And if our shooting returns, that will mask over some of the deficiencies that we have on the glass. I think losing Splitter right when he was playing well to this hip problem was a blow to the bench because Muskie just cannot hold his own physically to stay on the glass. He can help you out in short minutes, but when we try to play him 15, 17 minutes a game off the bench, it takes its toll. You know, and Al and Paul are very good rebounders, but they're not the most physical guys in the world. So, you know, when you see, you know, the Andre Drummonds of the world and the Whitesides of the world and people like that, they're going to ring up some pretty good offensive, pretty good rebounding numbers against Atlanta. But that's not a problem if you shoot the ball well. Does that make sense?
No, I completely get where you're coming from. I think also there's a stat that's going around that we're one of the better teams at defending second chance points. So I think that's also worth note.
Any other questions or notes, John, before you go?
No, I just wanted to get that out there. Bob, huge fan of you, and I appreciate what both of y'all are doing.
Okay, well, appreciate you. Thank you for the kind words.
Thanks, John. We'll hear from you again soon, okay?
Yeah, man.
And, Bob, of course, you know, and you hit the nail on the head again in regards to the rebounding. You know, if you're hitting shots, it's not really that much of an issue, and it was definitely masked last year. Of course, a lot of people are looking at, you know, our draft pick from a couple of years ago, Walter Tavares. The spot time that he has played, I feel that he's been productive, you know, for the minutes that he's gotten. Do you think he will do you think he'll get any increase in minutes as the season prolongs itself?
No, not this year. I think when they feel the need for him to get on the court, they'll send him down to the D League. I mean, he's been down there seven times this year. And he's a project. I don't think anybody really expects him to contribute this year. But I think if he stays with it and keeps growing and working, getting some valuable playing time. I mean, he's fairly new to the game. And I think they got a chance. I'm not saying he'll make it because I think it's sort of a long-range thing. It's 2-3 years down the road. But mm-hmm. I think he's got a chance. You know, the people, the scouts that we talk to and the people that we hear from around the league, they feel like this guy's got a shot, you know. And if he can make it, I'm telling you what now, he is a huge, huge presence in the middle.
Yeah.
And if he can get his hands up there, you know, coordinated with the feet, his footwork's pretty good, you know, for guys played so little. We may have a diamond in the rough. They're hard to find these days.
Exactly. I was going to say that. Definitely, he'd be a keep. He'd be that one person to keep if we're going to keep anybody, right? Let me ask you this.
Yes, he's good.
Over the summer, one of the things that also fans have also, you know, talked about is whether or not Atlanta can attract a free agent of note, not just a free agent, but a free agent of note, a difference maker. With how
all right, Chris, let me stop you right there. And let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Would you say the Lakers are a glamour franchise?
Currently, no, but of course they're known for that. Showtime
I mean the history of the game. I mean the history
of
the
course,
game.
Yes.
Would
yeah.
you say the New York Knicks are a glamour franchise?
Oh, of course.
Well, how about the Boston Celtics?
Oh, they have all the history, all the championships.
How many free agents have gone there in the last 5 years?
This is something
that you've got to look at. These cats,
mm-hmm.
They are going to go for the money and to play with their friends, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is not – you've got to go get – people like Paul Millsap. Those are the kind of guys that will come to Atlanta. LeBron James ain't coming to Atlanta.
Well, I don't want LeBron.
Okay? He's not coming. So you don't have to worry about it. Chris Paul, Dwight Howard, Paul George, Kevin Durant. They ain't coming here.
Mm.
And there's about 27 other franchises where they're not going. So forget it. Don't worry about it. We proved last year you can build a 60-win team without them.
Yeah.
So give it up. They ain't coming. So let's find guys who want to be here.
Well, there it is. And see, I asked that question on purpose just to see if I can get Bob riled up, and I guess I did. So, the fans have been saying that for years. Of course, you know, it's been 7 years since we drafted Al and going forward and stuff. But even before then, you know, the Smitty Mutombo days, and before then, of course, Neek and everybody. And it's a matter of people look at Atlanta and they feel that we're that place, that market that people would come to. And okay, well, do the players have friends that would want to come here despite money and things of that nature? And again, it's just one of those. It's a fan thing, of course. Bob, but to your point, we won 60 games without anybody major, everybody playing well, everybody playing defense, and we advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals, and we gave everybody a run for their money. And again, I feel that if we could get back to just that mentality from last year, I still think we don't have any major injuries. That's what's actually going to be segued into my next question. We haven't had any major injuries this year. You know, last year we kind of tapered off after the All-Star break. Maybe this year we're going to taper up, you know. So do you – again, you've already said it, but how do you feel about – you know, I think you mentioned first round of the playoffs for sure. Do you think just how the East is, consistent now? Because it's better than last year, of course, too. Celtics are up there now. You know, other teams, Detroit's trying to, you know, do their thing. How do you think we stand right now if we do start playing well? Can we advance through the gambit again? Can we get there again?
Oh, I think we absolutely can. And I just think it's a matter of, you know, a lot of it's matchups. We don't – you know, we match up with Chicago great. We don't match up with Toronto so well. And why, I don't know. We just don't.
I don't know.
But anybody else, I mean, we should be 3-0 against Boston. We should have beaten Toronto.
Oh, for sure.
If Lowry doesn't go, you know, absolutely unconscious on us, we win that game. You know, if Teague doesn't get hurt in Boston, we win that game. So, you know, we could be 4-0 against the Celtics and the Raptors right now. You know, we're pretty good against Miami.
You know,
we've killed Washington. We've beaten Detroit. You know, I don't know what, you know, I just think the East is, we're just as good as anybody, you know, less Cleveland. And, you know, and maybe Toronto, but I think we can beat them. We'll see. We'll sure see them enough, you know, in March. I think we got a shot. I really do. I think this club's good enough to make it back to the Eastern Conference Finals. I do.
Well, that's something that the fans definitely want to hear. Yeah,
well,
it comes down to what happens.
Well. We have not consistently played well this season. We've had spurts. We've had moments. But we've not consistently played well. When we've played our best, we've been tremendous.
Exactly.
We don't shoot the ball well, we struggle. And
You're
just not going to beat anybody when you're shooting 40% from the – now, we're not the kind of team that we have. We're just not going to beat anybody shooting 40% from the floor. We've got to get it up to 48 to 50 and shoot the three ball well, and then we'll be fine.
Yeah. Let's get one more caller in for you, Bob. Let's see if we can get him in here real quick for you.
Okay, then I got to run.
Okay, caller, give us your name and where you calling from.
Hey, what's going on, Chris? This is George. I'm calling from Hampton.
All right, George, go ahead and ask Bob your question.
Hey, what's going on, Bob? How you doing?
Hey, George, I'm fine.
Yeah, I got a quick question for you. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke with Steve Holman, and I asked him, does he think that the mindset, I mean, all the trade rumors is affecting guys like, you know, Al and Jeff, you know. I asked him, did he think it was affecting him? He said he kind of thought it was, too. And I really do think that's part of it also. But I said this earlier. If Jeff Teague played anything like he did the first 10 games of the season, it was a no-brainer that he was an all-star. And I thought we had kind of shedded the label of being inconsistent last year. We had established a new identity. Then we actually kind of seemed like we kind of reverted back to that old inconsistency like you just mentioned a second ago. And I guess my question is this. I've never thought I'd ever put this label on Al, but Jeff seems like he's always worn that label as you don't know what you're going to get from him. But they always say, Jeff, if we get this type of play from you all the time, we are a totally different team. It's like, I don't know what goes through his mind. Do you think that he realizes how good he is or what? I don't know, man, because that guy has so much potential. It's ridiculous. And then once he get it in his head, I don't think there's a guard in the league that can stay in front of him. And when you shoot 87% from the free throw line, it's nothing but positive going to come out of it. So do you think that has it affected him as far as the trade rumors?
I don't think so. I'm sure human nature is a part of it. I mean, anytime you go online or pick up a newspaper and reporters question you, you know, what do you think, what do you think, what do you think? I'm sure it plays on his mind and Al's mind. Al doesn't want to leave, I know that. And I'm sure Jeff doesn't either, deep down. I agree with you. I think Teague is a very good player. I've always felt like greatness was within him. It's just a matter of getting out of him on a consistent basis. You know, I think his peers recognized last year, the coaching community, certainly recognized how good he is and made him an all-star. So he's got a lot going for him. I mean, I can't get in his head, but I think he'll be fine. I think these guys, once the trade deadline passes and we keep our team intact, I would be shocked if we made a trade, but we might, but I would be shocked. And once we get back to normal and everybody can just kind of take a deep breath, I think this ball club is going to say, okay, let's get 50 wins. Let's get home court in the first round, and let's go after this thing. Let's win the division, and let's just go after this. And I think we'll play better. I really do. And we've got to, because we've got a very difficult schedule coming up.
Sure do.
Yeah, and you know, and I actually posted actually earlier this week. I said I may be wrong, but I think we are just about to start peaking, because last year I think we peaked too soon. And I said, I think we're about to start clicking. And like I said, I do not want them to mess with that core. Al, Jeff, and Paul, don't touch those guys. And I know you have inside scoop, and the fact that you said Al doesn't want to leave, I hope that's the case, because I don't want Al to leave either, because technically they built the team around Al, from what I heard anyway. So I think Al is the centerpiece of this whole thing. And if you and I also said this, I think one of our key pieces that we got this year, I think Tim Hardaway is going to be a difference maker in the playoffs. I really do. Because he can create
Jordan,
his own
shot.
Jordan,
I got to let you go.
All right, my man.
Oh, go ahead and finish your thought. I was going to let you go.
Oh, no. That's what I said. I think Hardaway is going to be a key factor in the playoffs. And I hope we get those 50 wins off. So I'll settle for 50. Good talking to you.
Thanks, George.
Okay,
what do you
thanks,
say to that,
George. Well, I mean, I think for us to do well in the playoffs, we've all got to play well. Certainly, Tim, you know, has moved himself into the rotation off that bench, and I think one of the big things is that he's got to embrace that role. And again, he's got, I think, for all the guys on the bench, what the head coach of any team is asking his bench guys is this: what can you give me?
Mm-hmm.
What can I count on from you? Is it going to be defense, rebounding, scoring, energy? What is it you're going to give us that we can count on? Like, if you put Dennis in the game, you know what you're going to get. You know you're going to get good defense. You're going to get some offense, a little bit of – you know what you're going to get. You put Tiago in the game, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get good D, set screens, rebounding, et cetera. Offense is a little bit of a bonus. Okay, you know what you're going to get. Most of these guys, you don't know what you're going to get from night to night, Timmy included. So we've got to get consistently good in our roles and then just go out there and play with passion, enthusiasm.
Yeah. We're excited. Well, Bob, I know you got it around. I'm going to go ahead and let you go. We love watching you and Nick on TV each game night. You're honest. You tell it like it is, of course. You got the passion. You give the audience a reason to pay attention to the game from start to finish. So I want to thank you personally for that, for all the Hawks fans out there. Hoping to have you on the show one more time at the end of the year, hopefully as we are winning it all and getting presented rings and everything, having a great close to the season and closing out the year. How can fans find you on social media, Bob, before I let you go?
It's Bob Rathbun at Hawks.com, and Twitter's Bob Rathbun TV.
Awesome. All right, Bob, I'm going to let you go. I know you got a busy schedule. I hope you enjoyed the All-Star game. I thought the whole weekend was really excellent, actually. So hopefully you got it was a lot of fun. All right, Bob, until we talk again, you have a great rest of the week, okay? And go Hawks.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Go ahead and send off Mr. Rathbun with a nice applause. Thank him again for taking out the time of his busy schedule to talk to us as Hawks fans. Again, I primarily do this particular segment usually on Mondays for Hawks fans. And definitely it's the middle of the season, all these trade rumors, things of that nature, all the stuff going on. It was time to kind of, you know, get a grip and just hear it from our resident expert of Hawks basketball over these decades. And to let the fans know his viewpoints and his stand on where we are at in regards to the current and the future Atlanta Hawks team. So thanks again, Bob, and can't wait to hear you again on Friday night. So I'm going to take a little break. There's still some time on the show. If you are listening, you want to call in 646-652-4479, and you want to throw in your 2 cents for listening to what Bob had to say or myself. And, of course, thanks to John and George for calling in as well. They both brought out some great points and asked some questions. So If you want a chance to do that too, you still have time. I will go ahead and play a little something for y'all, and I will be right back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. We are back, and I am going to get right into another subject of note. But thanks again to Bob Rathman, first of all, for being on the show earlier this afternoon. We had a very, very good discussion in regards to the Hawks last year, this year, future, players, everything. We got into it. And had a couple of callers, you know, ask their questions and give their opinions on the current season, players and everything. And Bob, you know, did a really great job of answering. And it was just really cool to have him on again. Again, last time I had him on was the end of last year, right before the playoffs. And I am going to try to get him on again at the end of this season, hopefully after a championship. We'll see. 646-652-4479 is the number. So, I just mentioned, because I just shared it on the Atlanta Hawks fan page on Facebook, Atlanta Hawks Nation fan page on Facebook, Dwight Howard for Hassan Whiteside swap. Anyway, okay. So everybody knows how Dwight has been over these last 10 years, him, you know, basically being wishy-washy, floppy-flippy, whatever you want to call it. But he's not really been that person that he should have been throughout his whole career. Shaq has been harping on him for years of how much more of a dominant impact he should have been. And at this point, he's going to be on the other side of 30 soon, but he's still going to be commanding a max contract soon, okay? So, you know, between him and the Beard out there in Houston, do they not think that between the two of them plus pieces, they can win the championship in the West? So now is he, you know, really trying to out himself again to go to another team, which will be the fourth team in his career? Okay, so that basically officially makes him a journeyman. Now, again, people would be like, well, Shaq went all over the place. Well, Shaq still could play. Shaq still played well. Shaq still affected the game to where, again, stuff happened. You know, you had to pay attention to Shaq. You see what I'm saying? So right now, you don't really have to do that with Dwight right now. Again, I revert back to the year before, he getting bodied by Steph. That wasn't cool, right? And there's too many nights, you know, that he's getting 6 or 7 boards in a game, playing starters minutes. You know, that's Greg Hibbert type of numbers. So at a certain point, his consistency and passion of playing, I don't know if it's there. He, you know, injuries has played a part in it sometimes, but it can't be all the time, right? You know, is he hurt right now? Okay. So if he doesn't get traded, will he play well the rest of the season? I don't know. He is up for free agency soon. But as far as him going to Miami, now, will he make a difference enough in Miami for them to do something? I don't know. But, see, my whole thing is if he plays with a passion all of a sudden in Miami, why can't he do that in Houston and make them better? Houston has a decent team, really. They do, with James Harden there and all these other pieces. Trevor Ariza, Capella is, like, a really good player, you know. Josh is back, whatever, right? But if he goes to Miami with what they have there, does that get them over the top? Maybe, if he plays crazy. But see, with Whiteside, Miami should be playing crazy good. But Whiteside can't get his act together, though. You see what I'm saying? So what makes the difference between him going, you know, with Whiteside going from Miami to Houston? That's a big question right there, because who's going to control him there? If, again, I mentioned this the other day on the Facebook page, if Spo and Pat Riley can't control Whiteside, how is Bernie Bickerstaff's son going to do it? You see my point? So I don't think that's going to be a really good trade for either side, truthfully. I don't think it's one to be made. And some people were saying, you know, Whiteside to Atlanta, that definitely ain't going to happen, shouldn't happen in anybody's lifetime, because he's just bad news, okay? So I just wanted to bring that up just as a point, because I just saw it, I shared it. I just think it's crazy, you know. But, again, this is that time frame where everything is on the table, I guess, right? Even Melo to the Cleveland Cavaliers. It's so silly. 646-652-4479. Yeah. That's the trade for me. Coming to get somebody. Bob mentioned in regards to our team, of course, in regards to trades, you know, if our team just went on and played like they're capable of playing, these trade rumors would vanish because it wouldn't be an issue anymore. And, again, for me, it's a matter of course, he, you know, and I got him upset, but it's a matter of it could be time, because, of course, that's what fans are looking for now, because they keep looking at year after year after year and what happens. Even though we did make the ECF, we got swept. What can we do to not get swept again, type of a deal? Is there a trade possible and whatnot? Can we get value in return and whatnot? Free agency, can we get anybody? You know, Bob says he, you know, throw that out the window. We're not going to have anybody coming. So who do we get as a second tier that can help the team? That's going to be something to think about in the future. We're going to have a lot of money, You know, we only have, what, $53 million, I think the number is. So we have plenty of money to spend under the new TV deal. So that's something to consider as well. Let me see. Oh, I see John and George mentioning their conversation with Bob. That's really cool. 646-652-4479 is the number. And you know what? I forgot to open up the chat room. That's my fault, people. And I bet there are some people in here. You know what? And I think Justin, he's overseas. He's in, I believe he's in the military. And he was mentioning the time zone difference. So hopefully he was able to listen online. But I just opened up the chat room just to make sure he could get in. And, okay, it's open now. Cool. All right. So, again, let's say we don't trade anybody, folks. How do you feel? How do you feel about getting to, first of all, finishing out the season? You know, Bob said, you know, our goals for the rest of this season, 50 games, which is possible. The numbers 19-8, I think he said. We can do that. Home court advantage. That means we have to finish in the top four. That's possible. We're right there, hovering, okay? Advancing first round of playoffs, seven-game series, I don't know about that just yet. Okay, I haven't seen anything to show that. So that's what I'm looking for. I want to see. I need to see a 10-game win streak. Literally, the highest we've had was seven, and then after that, we win three, lose two, win two, lose two. You know, basically barely playing 500 ball. You know, we need to definitely get over that hump and win six in a row, lose one, win another six in a row for the rest of the season, type of a deal. To really feel good about the playoffs. And like George said, maybe we're going to peak this year. And like I told Bob, we don't have any major injuries, so that's not going to be a worry. I think Kyle is okay. He's having a great February so far. So I'm confident on that end, but I'm just looking at mentality-wise, can Jeff get all the way to where he was last year? And then, of course, Al. He's the key. He's always been the key. That's why he's still here. 646-652-4479. I'm going to take one more break. You know, actually, by the way, everybody, I'm actually doing this show where I'm getting my car repaired because for some reason, I anticipated the car being done by a certain time, of course, and then by the time I found out that it wasn't going to be done, after they said that they couldn't guarantee this and that, I tried to get a ride. That ride wasn't able to make it. So here I am, and so hopefully you didn't hear too much of the, you know, tires and oil changes and all that kind of good stuff. I'm going to take one more break. I'm going to give some people another chance to get in. I know some people might be going on lunch break now, all the people in the corporate world. I'm going to go ahead and take one more break, and we'll be right back. This is Chris, IMTM, and let's see, what did I play last time? Okay, I'll play this now. Hey, everyone, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. I am back because I'm going to actually close the show because it looks like my car is now finished. So thank you for those who did get to call in. Thank you all the people who did listen to this show. I know it was a lot because I'm getting notifications from all over between Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and stuff like that. Thanks to George and John for taking some of their time to call in. And, of course, thank you for Bob Rathman, face of the Hawks on television, gaming, game night, and for speaking to the fans, letting them know how he feels about the season, what's going to be going on, how he feels things are going to go down. And hopefully it gives, you know, all the fans a little bit better peace of mind, a little bit better feelings about how things have been, and that there's going to be hope to see this team get to where they're supposed to be. Because that's all really the fans are really looking for. They're looking at last year, and they just want to see the next level, the next step. So I appreciate everyone calling and listening in. And, oh, I just saw someone text me, too. And we'll be back on the air very soon. Just be checking on my oh, that's right, I didn't say that. Check me out, www.imtmworldwide.com, Instagram, imtm1, and, of course, Facebook, Innovative Model and Talent Management. And, of course, you'll see me on the Atlanta Hawks fan Facebook page as well. You can get me there, too. Until next time, y'all take care. Next game's Friday night, so go Hawks. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio.